Riverside Mission's leadership is excited that construction of the charity's new home will begin this year but is disappointed that some residents oppose the project and are portraying the organization negatively. Joe Miller, Executive Director of Souls Harbor Rescue Mission, SHRM, which oversees Riverside Mission, said a groundbreaking event will happen in September on the $4 million shelter and kitchen at 212 and 218 River Street West. Building a new Riverside Mission home has been SHRM's priority ever since the two organizations merged in 2019. Construction was expected to begin in 2020 but ran into unexpected delays, including insufficient funding. All outstanding issues have now been addressed and the project is full steam ahead. However, the project has run into unexpected opposition from some residents, specifically, the Good Neighbors Group, GNG. The community-minded group sent the Moose Jaw Express a letter to the editor in mid-April summarizing its recent meetings with residents and municipal officials about crime and addiction problems in the downtown and efforts to protect businesses better. That letter also included criticisms of the Riverside Mission project, with demands that City Council hold a public meeting about it, amend the zoning bylaw to revert the site to commercial instead of for community services institutions or supportive housing and work with SHRM to find another location. GNG also wants council to create a safety-focused bylaw that would, among other things, prohibit services that assist those with criminal or nuisance behaviors from being in the downtown or spaces with retail or service-based businesses. Miller told the Express that he spoke with GNG representatives during a meeting, organized by Cown. Kim Robinson, on February 15 and attempted to address their concerns. Basically, the push out of that group was, get out of the downtown, which, I'm not surprised. I'm not unfamiliar with NIMBY or not in my backyard, he said. I understand concerns from the business community and some of the people regarding crime, but I think it's a bit of a leap to paint a certain demographic as the source of all your problems. Miller made it clear that Riverside Mission had no intention of leaving the downtown because its clients are there and moving to the city's outskirts where there are few services was unrealistic. Miller said the organization bought property on River Street West about 4 years ago, cleaned up two lots that were ugly and had environmental issues and made both more appealing. While most of the funding is now in place, SHRM will continue to search for donations to help with a mortgage. We didn't want to delay the building anymore because the need is there and the older buildings are falling apart, and they're terrible, said Miller. Miller has been surprised by the negative reactions, including from some members of City Council, because he assumed injecting $4 million into the economy, caring for marginalized residents and helping them reclaim their lives, cleaning up a contaminated lot and providing construction jobs would be positive. That's not going to deter us. You take liberties when you paint those people with one brush, he said, adding he wished the GNG had invited him to its town hall meeting in February so he could have discussed this situation in person. The executive director made it clear that he was a little disappointed with the GNG's attitude, while the community's pushback has been discouraging. Miller recalled that when council unanimously approved the rezoning application nearly 4 years ago, former Mayor Fraser told me wholeheartedly endorsed the project because he saw its value. So, it's a little disheartening to see a mayor, Clive Tolley, not as supportive as the previous mayor, Miller remarked. Miller believed his organization was not being given a fair shake, was being painted negatively even though it provided valuable community service and was seeing its clients being blacklisted and pushed to the outskirts in a barbaric manner. When we open this building, we're going to party for a week. It's going to be great, he added. Starting Monday, April 29, SHRM will launch a $50,000 public awareness campaign in Moose Jaw to give residents the correct information about the project and its benefits.